Joined here today by Corey McCarville, head football coach for the IKM Manning Wolves. They're coming off a nice win over at Westwood of Sloan on last Friday night to even their record at 1-1. This week they'll take on Woodbury Central, who comes in at 2-0 on the season. Corey, appreciate your time here today.
No, not a problem. Thanks for everything you do for the kids.
You bet, Coach. I tell you what, you guys picked up the win, evened up that record, kind of a nice way to bounce back after that disappointing last-second loss the week before. Coach, was that a good win for you guys as just far as the morale of the team and stuff after that week one loss?
Yeah, I thought the kids had a great week of preparation. I think they were disappointed. You know, I thought that they felt they had done enough to win the game the week before against the AHSTW. And, you know, obviously that we left a couple plays on the field that hopefully we would have made and didn't. So I thought it was steps in the right direction. I thought they played hard and they executed and we did enough to win.
You guys pretty balanced this year running the football right now with Cooper Earlmeyer and Amos Rasmussen. And what are you anticipating Woodbury Central to try and do to slow those two guys down?
Well, after watching them on tape and watching what they did against us last year, you know, they're really going to press the line of scrimmage. They're going to have 8, 9, 10 guys in the box, and we're really going to have to be solid in our protections, and we're going to have to be solid in our blocking schemes because, you know, they're going to send the house a lot. We're going to have to be ready for it.
Do you feel like you match up well up front?
Yeah, I think from an offensive defensive line standpoint, they're not an overly big team in terms of weight, but they're extremely quick, they're extremely athletic, and they're extremely gap sound, and I think they play with really good pad level. I mean, they're a very well-coached football team, and we're going to have to be prepared, and we're going to have to execute.
Coach, your guys' pass game has really kind of taken a step forward this year. It's taken some of the pressure off Nolan, throwing the ball pretty well. You've got some guys catching the ball with Hunter Smith with 5 catches on the year right now, and you got other guys, Eli Dreyer and Amos as well, Rasmussen, that are helping out. Where have you seen the passing game grow this season?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, Nolan has done a great job with his footwork. You know, we've really stressed that for the last couple of seasons, really the last couple of weeks. You know, he's really at his best when he can get his feet set and step and throw. So we've seen some growth there. We've also seen some growth out of our wideouts and their, you know, understanding of routes and understanding of some of the concepts that we're trying to do. So, you know, we're seeing some guys grow up a little bit. Hopefully that continues.
With Woodbury Central being a team that you said is going to come with some pressure, screen passes, is that going to be one of the things you can use to your advantage?
Yeah, I think that's one of the potentialities. You could run some screens at them. I think we could run some RPO action at them as well. And, you know, try to run some boot action. We're going to have to hit on some passes in order to be successful. We know that. They understand their scheme and what they want to do on defense. You know, they're going to play press coverage on the outside, and they're going to send some guys.
Coach, defensively, I know you guys gave up a little bit late against Westwood Sloan, but how do you feel like your defense has played through 2 weeks?
Well, I think the defense is coming around. You know, they've been pretty sound all the way around. I would say the biggest thing that we have to continue to get better at is our tackling needs to continue to improve. We need to continue to understand leverage. You know, we just got done with our film session yet again, and we just need to understand, you know, where our leverage and where our help is, and hopefully that continues to get better.
Coach, going to be challenged this week. This Woodbury Central club, very balanced offensively. They've thrown for just over 400 yards while rushing for just under 400 yards. So lots of different weapons. Looks like they've got a lot of different ways they can hurt a team.
Yeah, I mean, they're very well balanced. They kind of run some spread action with some power and some counter action. You know, the McGill kid at running back is very, very talented. The quarterback, the Clunder kid, he throws it really well. Big kid, big arm, very, very accurate. And they got 3 really good receivers. And the Paulson kid, he's a running back and receiver. He does a good job for him. And then the Carter and Caleb Beal. You know, the twin receivers that they have, they're, you know, they're not overly big, but they're very quick. They're very aggressive. They play fast, and it seems like they catch everything in sight. They have good concepts.
looking at their two receivers, the two Beal kids that you were talking about, averaging quite a few yards per catch, do they throw deep to those guys, or is it more kind of getting them the ball out in the flat, or, you know, somewhere where they're in space and just letting them use athletic ability?
Well, it's a little bit of both. You know, they're very good at running some combination routes, and, you know, if you take away one, the other's open. You can't take away everything, and they're very good at running some combination routes and taking what the defenses are going to give them.
As far as the McGill kid at running back, averaging just under 8 yards per carry, what type of a running back is he?
He's really powerful. He's not the biggest kid in the world. You know, he's only 5'8", 168, but he runs with great pad level. He's got really good vision. He runs hard. He's kind of a mixture of a power runner and elusive. He's kind of a nice mixture of the two.
Coach, week three of the season already, your second district game this year. So this one, a big one. You guys sitting right now, two of the teams undefeated in the district. You've got some more strong teams coming up on the schedule. What does this team mean for your team, or what does this game mean for your team here early in the year?
Well, I think it's going to be a good measuring stick for where we are and where we want to go. We understand that Woodbury is a really, really good quality football team. We understand that, you know, they just beat a good team in Logan. And so to me, it's we need to be as well prepared as possible and try to be solid in all three phases of the game. And hopefully we get a turnover or two and give ourselves a chance. So we'll just have to see how we execute.
You mentioned that third phase. Let's talk a little special teams. How's that matchup look for you guys?
Well, I mean, obviously they have athletes, and when you have athletes, you're usually pretty good in special teams. We understand that, you know, we're going to be really solid in the punting game. You know, on tape, they've come after a couple punts. They've had some really solid returns in the kick return game. So, you know, we're going to have to be great tacklers there, and we're going to have to, you know, hopefully get a couple punts. I know they blocked the PAT against Logan. That ended up being big. So, like I said, we're going to have to be prepared on that phase as well.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning Wolves. Again, they take on Woodbury Central on Friday night.